With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's Star Market. Johnny Depp's defamation suit against Amber Heard continued yesterday. We heard from several witnesses, including Ellen Barkin, his former agent and her former lawyer. Here are the highlights. Ellen said that she and Johnny had a fling when they did the movie Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. She described him as jealous and controlling and that he threw a wine bottle at her.
A fight was going on.
Between you and Mr. Depp?
No.
Who was the fight between?
Between Johnny Depp and his friends in the room, the assistant. Honestly, I don't remember.
She looked like she did not want to be there.
Yeah.
At all.
You can tell by her voice.
Yeah. Tracy Jacobs was Johnny's agent for 30 years before he let her go in 2016. Her deposition was played for the courtroom. According to her testimony, his career was waning due to his unprofessional behavior long before Amber's op-ed was ever published. She said that the last 10 years of their working relationship was complicated because he was showing up late to set consistently on virtually every movie. I would get yelled at. I never said to him, you're a difficult client. I never used those words, but I was very honest with him and said, you've got to stop doing this. This is hurting you. And it did.
Wow.
For the record, the judge has given each side 61 hours and 15 minutes to present their cases.
Holy smokes.
So Johnny's side has 18 and a half hours left. Amber's has 8 hours and 14 minutes left.
How is there any more?
I don't know that they'll use it all, but let's just say.
So I feel like it's going on for a while.
Yeah. There will be a break today, and the trial will resume on Monday. I just wish it would get
It
over.
Gets to a point, it's like, how much bad things can you hear?
Right.
It really is ugly on both of their sides. Like, there isn't a winner.
No.
Here.
No.
Selena Gomez teamed with First Lady Dr. Jill Biden for a mental health event at the White House this week, where Selena opened up about her mental health struggles. She said, I heard a phrase recently that I really like. The mentionable becomes the manageable. I felt like once I found out what was going on mentally, I found there was more freedom for me to be okay with that because I was learning about it, and talking about your own journey helps. It is a topic that should be talked about freely without shame. She hopes by being so open about her own struggles, she can help others feel less alone and find the help that they need, which is honestly, she says, all I want. And I just quickly want to selfishly take a moment to thank everyone for understanding me being gone yesterday. I was at the Samaritan's Breakfast for Hope, which is our big fundraiser of the year. I'm on the board there. It was our first live meeting since 2019. Raised we are now about $100,000 away from our goal. So we're at $700,000 right now.
Wow.
that help the amazing work that Samaritan's done to help suicide prevention and to help those who have lost someone. So thank you for everybody who's supporting me and understand that I wasn't here yesterday.
We saw you after the show briefly and you were like floating.
It was a day.
You were walking.
I haven't
on.
Seen you that happy in a long time.
It was a day. My heart is still so very full. So again, thanks so much. And thanks to my boss for getting it. It means a lot. And Adam Sandler gave the commencement speech at Tisch School of the Arts in New York University this week.
Yep, he sure did.
Oh, sorry. Sandler dedicated a portion of his speech to the parents in the crowd, including none other than one Martin Scorsese. Here is what he said.
Parents, listen to me. You guys really messed up. You might be supporting these kids for a very long time. They are not leaving. They are not leaving the nest anytime soon. This is a tough business they chose, but there's still time to talk them out of it. I'm trying to talk my kids out of showbiz, and they know Adam Sandler.
That's what I tell people about radio all the time. I'm like, don't do it.
I know.
He then offered us a piece of advice to any mom or dad who still wants to be intimate in their house ever again. Somehow slip your kid's headshot to Mr. Martin Scorsese before the event ends. He'll love it, I promise. And don't take no for an answer. That's how Leo's mom did it.
I'm amazed Martin Scorsese has a kid graduating college.
I know, that's crazy.
Because isn't he 106?
I feel like...
I'd say he's 106.
He's pushing.
Almost up daisies.
Wow.
Tough crowd.
Just saying, 22.
All right, guys, coming up. Well, they'll be financially taken care of.
Yeah. That's true.
So those Hollywood men are prolific well into their 60s.
You know, it's the hell of the nature of it all.
It's very true.
We're old and crusty by 40. They can do whatever they want.
Yep.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Congratulations in order for Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, who welcomed their son into the world. Sources say he made his world debut on Friday, May 13th in Los Angeles. I thought she wanted to have him in Barbados.
I thought so, too, because her mother would be down there, and I think she wanted her around just, you know, in the first month or two, you need help.
Yeah.
Sure.
Especially your mama's help. But maybe it just didn't work out that way.
Or maybe our sources are just wrong,
like for,
which could be as well.
Maybe something with traveling, too. I mean, you're not supposed to fly when you're that pregnant.
Yeah.
Did she not announce till like later in her pregnancy? Because I feel like we just found out she was pregnant a couple months
ago. She never announced anything. She just did a spread in People magazine where she was clearly pregnant.
She did a photo shoot with, I can't remember the photographer's name, but a really close friend of hers. And that's when everyone was like, oh, okay.
I guess we're pregnant. Yeah, she was visibly showing, though, when she did that.
She didn't care about that baby bump at all.
She was like, I put
rhinestones on it.
She was spotted in Target holding up baby girl clothes. So she wanted to tip everyone off because she had a boy, which I'm like... She's playing chess, we're all playing checkers.
That is going to be a handsome, handsome child.
A gorgeous, gorgeous baby.
It's like genetically modified in a lab.
Honestly.
But one person who couldn't keep himself out of the story was Chris Brown. Shortly after the news broke, he took to his Instagram story to write congratulations with prayer hands, a heart, and a pregnant woman emoji. While he didn't name her, it is clear that that's what they're talking
just
about.
Just don't insert yourself into a story that you're not part of.
How about that?
Wherewithal, like, you know.
Just... any kind of respect, any sliver of decency.
People don't want you to comment about her.
Keep her name or her emojis out of your mouth.
Thank you.
Okay. Congratulations also in order for Ed Sheeran.
A secret baby.
Who knew?
Everybody having babies.
He announced on the social medias that he and his wife Cherry, welcome their second child, another baby girl. He said, want to let you all know we've had another beautiful baby girl. There was a photo at the blanket and a pair of baby booties.
Cute.
We are so in love with her and over the moon to be a family of four. Their daughter, Lyra, turns 2 in September. And Harry Styles also has a new edition, but it's not what you think. It's his album, Harry's House. It was released at midnight. Have you already listened to everything?
It's basically his baby. It's a new baby.
He celebrated yesterday by performing a rainy concert in New York's Rockefeller Plaza for today. Interesting, back in February of 2020, before the world shut down, he was the last artist to perform for
so today, crazy.
Ahead of the COVID lockdowns. Excuse me. He performed 6 songs. Daylight, Boyfriends, Late Night Talking, and fan favorites Watermelon Sugar and Golden. And of course, As It Was.
You know it's not the same as you were.
I love when he performs live. It's so much lower.
Well, it's early.
Well, no,
and
but
his voice is
but even when
quite tired.
When we saw him at the Garden, he did that during Adore You. You know how that's such a high song. He did it lower, and I was like, wow, that's such a cool way to. It's just different. It's a nicer way to hear it, I think.
It's probably that his voice is trash, too.
Yeah, I can't imagine hitting falsetto for 2 hours.
Bless his heart. He also talked about how proud he is of this album.
It's the most free I've ever felt making music. It's the most proud of anything I've made. I've been, so I'm really happy. It comes out at midnight, so I hope you enjoy it.
Fans were excited to see him perform. The concert broke today records with 50,000 fans requesting fan passes for the show. And of course, as soon as the show is over today, Annie Dow, Danielle from The Afternoon Show, and a couple other amazing women that work here are hopping in Annie's car and they are driving to
Road
New York,
tripping.
Baby.
Honda Accord's going along, Guyland. I just can't wait to see his outfit because did you see the jumpsuit
really
he wore?
Cool. It's so David Bowie-esque. I love it.
He just shows up and shows up and shows out. And this is the one night only, so you know it's going to be something electric. magic factor.
How are you feeling? What are your emotions?
I'm really excited. I'm like not excited for the car ride, but like whatever.
I think you guys have so fun though. Right. It's not like you're alone.
Right.
You know, you're going to have a good time driving.
Right. I'll get over it.
Are you going to listen to Harry Styles 4 straight hours?
Of course.
That's a lot.
There's nothing else that needs to be done, Dan. But I just feel very lucky. I mean, it's like a record release party. It's just with, I don't know, 40,000 of your closest friends, but it's going to be so cool. Like, what an awesome experience.
I know. I'm so excited for you. I can't remember the last time I was so excited about something.
I know.
I'm sure it was in the 80s at some point.
I think you should have a boa.
Yeah, he loves boas. Boas are itchy, though, and it's going to be
hot. They really are.
I can't keep that on all night.
Well, we can't wait. On Monday, we'll hear all about this. Bring back us some audio and see how it all went.
Screaming tweens.
Yep.
Screaming 20-something-year-olds.
Yep.
That's true.
It's going to be all right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.